Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, MyLowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to MyLowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
This is not Spencer dispensing information. This is Spencer's friend Jonah with Spencer with me. So Spencer.
Yes.
We're doing this special episode today because we are saying goodbye to the C's and welcoming the D's. That's correct.
That is correct. The D's, the plan is to have them start on August 1st. So I'm taking the month of July off.
Oh.
For listeners.
Oh, okay. Wow. Is that the first time you've taken any time off?
It is.
Okay.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. And remind me again, how long have you been doing this?
I started this January of 2019. Yeah, I started recording back then. So it's like 3.5 years.
3.5 years. Awesome. I've been on your show before, and I appreciate that you like to spread the love and have lots of guests on your show, and it's really fun. I don't have to listen to every episode. I can't. First of all, I can't. But I don't have to listen to every episode to know that I can just jump in and out. You know, I'm not going to lose the plot. So yeah, that's one of the greatest things I think about your show is how individualized each episode is.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mostly agree with that. Yes, each episode is different and unique based on whatever words are there, and especially if there's a guest. But I also would strongly recommend to you and anybody else to, at the very least, start at the beginning. I always like to recommend that because it does evolve and grow and change as time goes on. But yeah, you don't need to, you know, you don't need to listen to it every single day.
Right, right. Well, most of us won't be able to. The few of us who can, I salute you, though. I mean, that's impressive. Almost as impressive as you making the show itself. So actually, this was going to be an official interview about your podcast, and I wanted to present it as, you know, professionally as I could. So I prepared a few questions, and you've never heard these questions before. So
correct.
Yeah. So whatever I say, you're just going to have to go with it and dig deep, look into your soul, and answer as honestly as possible. So, Spencer, creator of the dictionary, my first question is,
I don't know if I understand the question.
Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, it's another unfamiliar word to me, but I'm kind of getting it.
Here's my third question.
Okay.
I got through most of them, but here's the third one. Why?
Yeah, that is a good question. I'm still trying to figure that out myself, actually. So I guess I'll just, you know, kind of start at the beginning. I got an audio recorder because I was going to be on a friend's podcast, and then I bought a mic because I thought I've always wanted to record audio. I've actually been really interested in that for a while, and I thought, well, maybe I could do a podcast. Well, what would Spencer do if he had a podcast? And, you know, I don't like to do things the normal way. My brain kind of won't let me do that. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll just read the dictionary. And, you know, it was really just a joke at the beginning. Like, oh, this would be funny. This would be funny. And then it sort of sunk in of what the reality was of that.
So what is the reality of it?
Well, the reality of that is, first of all, it's going to take about 16 years to do the whole thing after some very quick math. You know, that might evolve. That might change a little bit. And then, you know, having to record. Well, OK, so when I first started in January of 19, I was only doing episodes like 2 or 3 times a week. And then I quickly realized that's not sustainable with this this amount of pages. So I went to every day, and then I was like, oh, that's a lot of work. I mean, they're short-ish episodes, but that's a lot to do every week. But, you know, I've stuck with it. And then as time has gone on, I've just sort of, it became less of a joke. I mean, it's still funny to me, but it became more like, wow, this is actually really interesting and educational. I actually am really, really enjoying this. So that's just a little bit from my brain.
When you started, was there a physical copy you were looking at? You're like, I'm going to read this one, or did you have to seek out one?
So when I got the idea and I actually said, okay, I'm going to do this, I actually went to a bookstore and I wanted a big one of the big dictionaries, not one of those little ones that only has a handful of words. I wanted a big one, so I wanted as many words as possible. So I literally went to the bookstore and I just grabbed one that was big. They only had a couple. Only thing is, I didn't look at the copyright date of it, and I realized later it was about, I don't know, 10 years old or something. So there's a lot of words that are probably missing. But yeah, I wanted to have this. I didn't have like a book in mind. I just grabbed one. And so I, you know, it's like, all right, this is going to be the book. And it is the book so far.
I've actually seen copies, or, you know, you've sent me a screenshot
of like the page.
The page itself. So I know that you were reading that. I've tried to follow. It's Webster's, right? Or Oxford?
Yeah. So I don't know why I care about this, but I have, other than telling a few people when they ask personally, like, I will tell them, but I haven't actually, you know, put it in an actual episode of which dictionary
it
is.
Makes sense, because you don't want the conflict of interest from
it. It's also just that, like, I don't know why, for some reason in my brain, I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, I guess I don't want to be like, this is the book I'm using. And I you know, I don't want the company to be like, you know, me, it's like, these are just the words. It could be any dictionary. They're all going to write things a little bit differently, but I feel like in my mind, right, they're all sort of like close enough, you know, similar enough.
A bit of a side note. I know that there is at least one book written on like the team that made one of them. I don't remember which one.
There's a book about the people who made one of the dictionaries?
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
Yes. I saw it on my Chirp audiobooks. Chirp, give me a promotional. I listen to Chirp all the time. But yes, there's stories behind. I mean, there's a history between anything that's published now. It's this or it's that. There's a history to that. And how it got to that point is not just random.
Yeah.
But I admire that you are transcending that by not including that information.
I don't know if it's transcending, but it's, you know, it
feels transcendent.
I'll take it. I do transcendental meditation almost every day, so maybe that.
Wonderful. Maybe.
I don't think I transcend, but it's something.
Well, if you're transcending on one plane, perhaps you're doing it on multiple planes.
More than I know.
Okay, sorry. So, you came up with the idea, you started doing it. What sort of, pitfalls, things that you had to kind of figure out very quickly? You know, I know I know that it's a family friendly show up to a certain point until I heard it today, which is now it's going to be R rated. So maybe you're going to have different letters be different things so that people know when you can listen with your family or what. So anyway, that's a lot of questions in one question.
A lot of questions. Go. Okay. So first you asked about, ready, set, go. So first you asked about pitfalls.
Like when you're starting, what things did you quickly have to realize, like, oh no, this is the, this is, I'm going to have to do it this way.
Well, the first thing I could think of was just learning how to do a podcast in the first place. Like just the technological side of like, where do you host this and all of that stuff. Somebody recommended Podbean to me as a hosting site. And so I just went with them right away. I got the free account, but then I learned that with the free account, you can't schedule them in advance. You can just post them. And I was like, well, I am going to be recording a lot and I want to record ahead a lot. And so I'm going to need that. So I had to pay for that level, next level of service. So, and then just all the tech weird things of, you know, IT stuff. I know just enough to get by, but I had to learn that a little bit. So that was one thing. In terms of the book itself, okay. The abbreviations, that took a bit of time. Anybody who's listened to, especially like the letter A, they know that I have struggled a lot with like, okay, what is this abbreviation? So eventually I put a little post-it note on the page for the abbreviation so I can quickly go back. You know, a lot of the ones that get used a lot, I just sort of know now.
Right.
That was kind of a weird thing. The pronunciation can still be weird. Like the different characters above certain vowels of like, well, I don't go back to the pronunciation page, although every page there is one at the bottom. So I could use that. But, you know, I know most of it, but there's a couple weird like vowel sounds that I'm like, I don't know. It's this or it's that. It's close enough. People pronounce things different, so different anyway. I don't know.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it speaks to the limitations that we just have when we learn our own language, just how to, we sound things out a lot more specifically, even though we have all these tools to actually like put words together and figure out how to say them properly as we can. It's only good up to a certain point.
And then one other thing that I'm thinking of is just sort of figuring out how to just read everything that's in there. I mean, that evolved over a pretty good chunk of time. Like I said, anybody who's listened to all of the A's, you know, there was a lot of, I was also like changing mics, trying to like experiment with different mics and things and different sounds. So like that whole letter was like a big experiment, I kind of felt like. But yeah, then learning like, okay, it's this, and then there's the etymology, and then all these definitions, and then there's these things. So that just took a little bit of time to sort of like get used to how to say it all appropriately right. And in the right way.
Yeah, when I was a guest on your show, it occurred to me right away that that's a lot of work right there. Just even saying the words on the page, it takes a lot of work.
Especially because it's so little. Like I've had some guests on in person back in the day. And what I did originally was I would actually have them read, which every single time was hard because I would have to describe and explain to them, okay, you'd say this way. And then eventually I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. I'll just still be the reader and then they can be with me and comment like normal. Right. So that was a little bit of a weird thing that I did for a while. But I think it also produced some fun results. In particular, there were some people who just recorded on their own and then they sent me the audio. So I have a couple of friends in England and they did a couple of episodes. And there was just a lot of, I think they got into the outtakes, which may have been put up on the Patreon page, but there was just a lot of really funny outtakes from them just trying to read the words. I really appreciated that.
Nice.
And you mentioned family friendly.
Yes.
So yeah, that was one of the goals from the beginning was to have this be family friendly because these are words that everybody should know. And I don't want kids to be able to hear this as well, and maybe parents can listen with kids and then they can help explain things in a different way, things like that. But as I sort of got through the C's, you know, I would post on Twitter, I would post things here and there of like, hey, what do you think about this? I was thinking about making this family friendly, what do people think? I never got a word from anybody, so I kind of figured people just didn't care one way or the other, really.
Right.
Honestly, it's probably mostly adults who are listening to it anyway.
Right.
So personally, I do like to swear sometimes. And so I was like, well, I, for myself, I just kind of want to make it not family friendly just so I can swear, which right now is sort of my default. Like, okay, when I get to the D's, I'm just going to let some swears out. So I think technically it has to be explicit, but that would really be the only change.
Right.
You know, there's an episode that's going to air in a couple of days. You know, obviously by the time people are hearing this, it will have already aired with Karen O'Leary. And we talk about cunnilingus and cunt. And that's a fun episode that will definitely not be family friendly.
Right. Right.
You know, based on your personal opinion. So yeah, I just sort of want to open it up to let people say what they want to say.
It's a good, the timing seems to be good by the time you get to see you and then you're right into the DIC, you know. But if, I guess if parents are really set on listening to this with their kids, they have how many episodes, A, B, and C, all that. Then by the time they listen to that with their kids, they'll be old enough to know swear words. So
yeah, no, really. It's like 1300 episodes ish.
Yeah. I think there's plenty there for the parents.
I was going to say, what's your opinion? Do you think it should stay family friendly or just let the words fly?
I think it depends on what your listeners are wanting. I think it's cool to jump around. I think the more you add to it, the more you're going to be able to jump around. And that's like, that's going to be the most fun part about it is just like, and then having it color coded by rating or whatever. I mean, there's at that point you will have total control over the presentation, but I like a mix. I like a mix of things. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, sometimes I may not swear and sometimes, you know, especially if, yeah, like you said, for words like D-I-C-K or whatever, you know, there's going to be a ton of them. That was one of the first questions I got from people is they would say, oh, well, what are you going to do when you get to fuck and bitch and all those shit, all those fun words. So I was like, I'm going to read them because they're there. They're words.
They are but words. Yes.
I do really want to get some good guests on those episodes. I think that would be great.
I would love to see that as well. All right. So, here's a little throwaway question for you. You read a lot of years where words were invented. What's your favorite birth year for words?
my birth year for words, 1980.
Oh, okay.
Every time 1980 comes across, I'm like, oh yeah, that's my birth year. Yours too, obviously. So my favorite birth year.
It can be a birth word year. It can be an approximate like time. There might be like a bookended time slot, you know.
I think 1575 was a really good era for words.
I think that's true though. I think that's probably true.
I should go to where the 1500s I feel like doesn't come up that often. I feel like there's a lot of 14th century because there was a big evolution in English around that time. I don't remember if it was Old English to Middle English or Middle English to more modern English, but 14th century comes up a lot. You know, there's a ton in the 1900s, but I think more commonly it's probably 17 and 1800s, but yeah, the 1500s, it doesn't get enough love. So yeah, the 1500s.
Oh, great. Great. That's one thing I always kind of want to save. Like if I had to save now that I'm completely tethered to the internet, I want to like pause in real life and like select things that I hear or rewind and stuff. So whenever you get to a date, I'm like, okay, I just want to like organize it by date and then go and file and like see what all the words from that time period was.
So when this show is over, I think somebody should re-edit it and put them all in chronological order.
Yes, please. If you're out there in the future, please. Not for my sake, but for the children.
Because we'll be dead.
Most likely. Anyway, here's another great, great question. At what point in your process did you stop thinking of the soliloquy from Hamlet when you get to be?
I still think about that.
Okay. Actually, At what point, how do I not? Because how do you know, every time you say it, I want to say that.
I know. I probably said it. You may know better than me at this point. I don't know. I probably said it at least once at the beginning.
Okay.
Because how can you not, right?
How can you not? Everyone's thinking it.
2B. Same with 3D.
3D.
I think about that one a lot too. Because there's not a lot of 3Ds though in here.
Right.
But for a long time I was like, I want to say to be or not to be, but I'm doing this every single day, so it's just going to get repetitive. Nobody's going to want to hear that every single time. I've already repeated plenty of jokes, so not that one. But yeah, I still think about it sometimes.
Oh, so good. Okay, and then my last question is, I think this is my last question, unless we stumble over more. My last question, what's with all these words?
What is with all these words? There's too many, I think.
No, I don't think there's enough. I think that we still have to keep inventing new words because we can't catch up to the ideas that we have.
Yeah, society and culture is evolving so fast that there's no way. Well, and this is why like they only print these big books like every 10 years or so, because it would be so ridiculous for them to do it every year and update it. So, you know, on the internet, you can go to any dictionary on their website and they're always adding new words every year. But to put it in an actual book is a lot.
Every 10 years that's less than I think, but it's also, I'm sure, extremely necessary because of how many words, new words go in there.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's actually 10 years, I'm sure different companies do it on their own schedule, but yeah, there's a lot being added, and yeah, it wouldn't make sense to print it all the time. You know, how many words are they going to add in a decade? I don't know.
Yeah.
If 1 to 5 a year at most, maybe. So you're looking at maybe like 50 new words. It's not going to be that big of a difference. Right. Also, I mean, print has been kind of dead for a long time. So, you know, they may only print these every 20 years or something going forward. Right. I don't know.
That's true.
The internet's where it's at.
Right.
What I did learn is that I think a lot of those places, if you pay, I don't know, like a yearly fee, you can actually have access to their full catalog of words in order like a dictionary is laid out. You know, you can go to dictionary.com and you can search for any word, but you're not going to be able to access it literally like page by page by page, all the words in order, unless you actually pay. So that's one thing I've thought of, is that I could actually, if I wanted to spend the money, I've already spent way too much money on this show and I've made none of it back. But one thought was that, well, if I pay per year for something, then I can actually keep up to date with all the new words that are coming out, because I'm going to be pretty behind.
I think a lot of people are going to hopefully find you and consider you an expert of something.
That's the funny thing. I'm not. I mean, I'm an expert on making this show, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert on words. I've never actually. The funny thing is, I've always been much better at like math and science. And it's not with words.
It's not the substance, it's the location. So this is a place where all word people, it seems to me, word people can come together. And there's history, there's etymology, there's Entenmann donuts.
Oh, yes,
there's just a lot of, there's something for everyone. There's literally something.
For everyone.
Yeah. Anywho, that's
one of the things I learned was like, oh, this is everything. This book is literally everything in the world other than like a tiny, tiny portion of things that just don't make sense to be in here, really. You know, everything in the English language, and there's a lot of stuff we steal from other languages. But this is all of the stuff in everything in this one book.
That we have names for.
That we have names for, yeah. Up to, you know, whatever year this book came out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Dictionary, what a book. Seriously.
What a book.
What a book.
A very important book in our lives.
Yeah, and something we don't we very much take for granted. So let's talk the podcast, the dictionary. Going forward, we're sitting here into the month of June, concluding C's at the end of June, taking a month off, going into D's in August, yeah. starting the fall with D's. And then every time you, I don't know if you've broken down how long each word, each letter is going to take, but the nice thing is that you can always say for the next letter, it's all about D's.
D's. D's what?
Just D's, man.
Just D's. It's all about the D's.
It's all about D's. It's all about D's.
Oh, that I should use that. Yeah, so we are coming up quick to the D's. I may even start recording that in the next couple of weeks. You asked about have I figured out how long each letter will take?
Yeah.
I do that as I'm preparing for the next letter. So like as I was finishing up the B's, I looked at the C's, I looked at how many pages there were, I did some quick math, and I realized, holy shit, the C's are going to take a year and a half. And we're here.
Wow.
So the D's, if I'm remembering correctly, I think they're going to be pretty close to a year. I started to put in the post-it notes for the D's. I'm about two-thirds of the way through. So, you know, so with these post-it notes, they say which dates each section on that page will air. So like the first page, it'll be four episodes. So those are August 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, right? So I do that every page. And some of them end up being like three episodes, but most of them are four episodes. And I've got these posted so far through April 13th, 2023. So like I know what my life is going to be like up until then. And then, you know, I have just, I don't know, I have a handful of pages left to finish up there. But yeah, that'll end probably in like the summer or late summer of 2023. But I have not done it for the rest of the letters. I'm just going to do those as I get to them.
Yeah. Are you ever like kind of cheat a little bit and kind of just like flip through like, oh, let's see how much the S's are.
I haven't done that yet. I think the only thing what I think I'm going to do in terms of like cheating is I think I need to soon actually read through the D's. Because that's the next letter, and actually see if I can come up with a guest for like, I don't know, once a month. It would be kind of cool if I got to a point, you know, that might be like a next goal of like, okay, once a month, at least you have a guest.
Right.
Might be more than that, might be less than that, but I think that would be a good average. So like, I want to find some good words. Like, okay, I want to get an expert for this word.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot. So, I just saw the word Darjeeling. So maybe I should have Wes Anderson on for that one. I still haven't seen that movie though.
Me either.
All right, you and I need to make it a point to watch that.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that's the only like big sort of like look ahead kind of thing I'll do. But, you know, looking at anything past the next letter at this point is just too much for my brain to handle.
Yeah, no, that's admirable. One thing that I really admire about this is how dedicated it you are to it. And it's like, you just have like a mental approach to it. That's you're creating that mental approach just for the sake of doing it, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, and it's a very very good learning experience for me because I'm learning a lot of good stuff. And the thing that I've sort of happened naturally that I'm really enjoying is how this thing has evolved. Personally, it's mostly personally like, mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to do this. Like now I'm going to do no editing. That was a big thing that happened. Now I'm going to start adding little stupid songs. Now I'm going to do this. And so I think, you know, so one of those things for the D's is not make it family friendly, start swearing. I trying to have more guests on. I'm also currently in the process of trying to start doing live shows. I have thought about that for a long time, but I haven't put the effort into it until now. So I'm currently trying to find a space. I have a date in mind. It's hard to find a space.
What kind of spaces are you looking for? Like where, what type of space?
So it's kind of something that would work for like a comedy club, because the thing that I sort of have in my mind is, which I'm sort of stealing from the podcast Doug Loves Movies, which I saw live in Chicago recently, which is basically me and then like three guests. Ideally, they would be comedians or at least performers of some kind who can speak well in front of an audience. So it's kind of like a comedy show, but it's not technically a comedy show. So, but you know, then a lot of comedy shows are like booked at different times. I don't know. It doesn't need to be at a place like that. But I've got a message out to a place in Evanston, actually, that is not a comedy place, but I think we could still make it work, and I think it could be really good.
Yeah.
And they might be open for the day that I'm thinking, because I know somebody is going to be in town who volunteered to be one of the guests. And so I think it would be, if it is successful, which, you know, who knows, it probably won't be, but if it is, then I think that that's something that I would really like to do going forward.
Well, if it's not successful, you can carry it on, and you know, all you need is like even just a hole in the wall bar. You know, if you can get a microphone and a speaker and some people in there, like just make it happen, film it, try to get it to that next point, you know?
Yeah. And I think there's going to be a big learning curve of, you know, the best way to do it and changing things and
right.
all that. So, yeah.
But at least at this point you'll have swearing on your side.
Yeah. When the professional comedians get on the microphone, you can't stop them from saying what they want. I wouldn't want to stop them from saying what they want. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like the next stage of what I'm working on.
That's very exciting.
Just realized I forgot to ask you a question.
Please ask me a question.
It was about the history of you with this idea.
Yeah.
We talked about it a little bit, but I feel like, because I've known Spencer for a very long time.
Too long.
I don't remember him explicitly ever saying when we were, you know, 10 years old, in the future, I'm going to make a podcast on the dictionary. That did not happen. But I feel like we've had some, you know, strange conversations. I think I remember asking you once if you were always itchy, but you couldn't, like you're always a little bit itchy, but only sometimes does that itch increase to the point where you're actually itchy. And then
okay, this is terrible because you completely broke up there. So I don't even know what said after itchy.
Oh no.
Itchy and scratchy?
No. You didn't get any of that?
No.
I think I asked you when we were little, I had this thought. I was like, what if we were always itchy, but just like not itchy enough to scratch ourselves? So there was a base level itchiness that was like submerged under the point of perception as like the normal thing. And then only when that, I think I posited that to you once. Anyway, so yeah, strange conversations, but it occurred to me.
That's a very deep question for a 10-year-old.
I don't know if we were 10. I don't know, but it was.
It's funny though, I actually do have kind of a persistent itch on my back because of like some sort of weird nerve thing, I think. And so I am kind of itchy all the time. I don't really have a specific memory of you asking about this, but it sort of does make sense. So
you're living out the nightmare that I posited.
Yeah, a little bit.
My bad.
No, but wait, what you were saying more to that.
No, well, I was going to say when I first heard about the dictionary, I thought, this is not a novel idea. I feel like this is something that Spencer has talked about before. I thought to myself specifically about you, like, oh, he's just doing something that he's had on his checklist that, and I wasn't obviously not, talking about it on a podcast, but just reading it, doing something complete with the dictionary. So yeah, it was something that I was like, oh, when did you get that kernel of an idea?
One day I was really itchy. And I thought, how can I scratch this itch? No, I don't remember specifically saying I want to read the dictionary or do something with that. Although I wouldn't be surprised if I had said that, because that sounds like something I probably would have said. Yeah, I could see. I'm trying to think back to like that time frame. I definitely remember reading the dictionary, probably to learn things, specific things like people do. They just go to the dictionary to learn stuff. I don't specifically remember sitting down to read it from A. I don't think I ever did that. But it's probably something I said I would like to do and just never did. And so when the idea for the show came up, that was not in my brain consciously, but I'm sure that it was, you know, in there somewhere.
That's
all I got for that one.
Cool. So, yeah, I guess we're at the end here. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
I would like, I have a podcast called The Dictionary. I would like people to go listen to that if they are so inclined. I have another podcast that is on hiatus, and I would really, really like to start doing more interviews for that. And it is called When I'm High. And I interview people about what it's like to be high on cannabis. And I ask some very general and very specific questions. And I think that's a lot of fun to learn about people in that way. But back to the dictionary.
I recommend that the podcast as well.
When I'm High.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. You know, if I need to do all the pluggy things, I will say you can follow the dictionary at Dictionary Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And my own is at Speejampar. I also started a TikTok account under at Speejampar, where I put up some little dictionary related videos, which are very stupid and short and fun. And you can watch it on YouTube, and you can join the Patreon, and you should go rate and review and share and subscribe and call the Google Voice number and email me dictionarypod@gmail.com, and probably other stuff too.
Again, this is not Spencer, and we're going to be, I don't want to say that. How do you end these things? So tune in tomorrow for what's the first word of the D's.
So it won't even be tomorrow. It'll be a month from now. Listening to this live,
no,
if you're listening to this live, you won't. Yeah. But I want to say before we close, I am absolutely going to have you back for either a normal episode or another interview. If you come up with new, interesting questions for me that I will have no idea how to answer. And, you know, specifically, if there's a D word that you particularly like, I would like you to let me know.
I'll think about it.
Okay.
The problem is I don't know which word I like until I hear the episode, because it's like, I like that word.
It takes
refreshing.
Hearing Spencer say it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, how can you think of all of the D words and be like, I don't know. And like,
right.
Yeah.
If only there was a podcast that I could listen to. So you have a bunch of time. Maybe a month, it may be a little bit less or more or less
until this airs.
No, until, so when they're listening to it right now, when they're hearing it.
Yeah.
The time between now and the time between now and the first D.
It's 1 month.
All right.
July 1st to August 1st.
So you can re-listen to this episode, because there's some hidden messages along the way. If you go back, just listen to
it
really
backwards.
Slowly. Yeah. And backwards.
Yes.
Forwards,
all of it.
Slowly, quickly, all at the same time, forwards, backwards, slowly, quickly, you will hear a secret message.
And medium speed.
And
and also no speed. If you listen to it not forwards or backwards, not slow or fast, just stopped, you'll get some good messages that way too.
I think you'll probably get the best messages that way.
Probably. If people are listening to this live, if they're not, you know, not live, like the day it airs, if they, you know, otherwise you got less than a month to prepare for the D's. You gotta, if you're new to the show, you have 312 pages, which is about 1,300 episodes to catch up on right now.
Right now. Right now.
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me crash your show.
Thank you for asking to be on my show to do this. And I would not have done this myself. This was all Jonah's idea.
Yeah. I figured that out when we did our, when you had me on. I figured out you were not going to talk about yourself. So it's an admirable thing, but sometimes
I talk about myself enough on the show.
I guess. Probably per podcast, like if you did an equation about how much podcast is about the host, I would think that you're on the smaller side of that.
Yeah, each episode is going to be a little bit different, obviously.
But there's no episode where you're going to be like, and this word has to do with me like this.
And no, but maybe I should do that. Well, but that's the kind of the thing. Like, I learned that this is all, it's all the stuff in the world. I just sort of realized, like, wow, this is me talking about life through the lens of myself. And like, how do I interact with these words? How do I think about these words politically? Whatever it is, you know, oh, I have a story about this thing, this, you know, when I'm old and have complete, you know, Alzheimer's or something like that, I can listen to this and learn about my whole life. Once the whole show is done, I'm like, oh yeah, that's because I won't remember any of anything else.
That's true.
So anytime I think of, if it sparks a memory or something in my brain or my personal feeling about a thing, I'm going to say it because I got to get it on audio recording.
Well, on that note, this is not Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.
Very well done.